Everton looking to break, and it's done well the winger here, goes in on goal, plays the ball inside, here's a chance for Everton, and it's the first goal of the game. It's gone to Everton. We just talked about Sims as the ball played in. It was lovely play by Anthony Gordon, scrappy from Stoke, but good finish by Ellis Sims.
Yeah, the winger Anthony Gordon burst into the penalty area on the left-hand side. I have to say, though, John, I think the management team of Stoke City would be desperately disappointed. He was given so much room, and he just teed it up on the plate there for Ellis Sims. He was in the right place, and that's an instinctive thing, isn't it?
This time, William Forrest. It's a lovely ball in. Ball is a chance for Stoke. He tried to pull it back, just didn't get there. It's a lovely ball by Forrester, though, the big number six. And that was a real chance for Stoke City. Just couldn't pull the ball back. Here's Everton now with a chance. What a shot. Oh, it's a great goal. What a goal that is. You've got to say it's Mackenzie Hunt who's got it. It's in off the crossbar. It's a wonderful goal. He struck it beautifully into the top corner. Stoke City nil, Everton 2.
Yeah, I mean, that is an absolutely fabulous goal. The keeper, absolutely no chance.
Stoke City, 2-0 down. Look to go forward. We've made a number of changes. It's a good move. Referee was looking to try and play advantage when it didn't work. It's good refereeing that, Phil.
Absolutely.
Porter comes up. Will he strike it? Does strike it. Good strike. Great save. There's a chance. It's goal for Stoke City. It's a lovely free kick from Porter. Keeping it well. Hit the post. It's come back and it's gone in. And it's Stoke City 1, Everton 2.
Yeah, it was fabulously executed free kick. And we now are in for an interesting last, quarter of an hour or so.
And the ball's floated in. Can Stoke get a flick on it? It's a chance. Oh, it was a chance. Corner kick for Stoke. And surely this is the last opportunity for the Bosses.
Yeah, last chance saloon here for Stoke City. They've got to throw all the big men forward from the back, which they've done. But, it's bouncing around inside that
situation. Oh! Unbelievable! It came to the keeper. It was Harry Tyra. He drops it. And Stoke City, they deserve that equaliser. They've got it. Ferrara again.
He was the number 10 at the back post. And Stoke City have taken full advantage of that. And who would argue, John, that they deserve an equalising goal? I certainly wouldn't.
Stoke City might get one last chance if they can get the ball forward. They'll have to do it quickly, though. The referee, Mr. Gardner, even he's looking tired out there. And there goes your man, Coates, who's been superb throughout. Coates goes again. He's not going to make that, though. He'd have to... Oh! It had gone. The ball had gone. It sunk. The reason why you heard a scream from the crowd was it came in, it sliced off the Everton defender, hit the post, but the ball had gone out. There goes the final whistle after extra time in this FA Youth Cup fourth round tie. It's finished Stoke City 2, Everton 2. Oh, what a game.
Fabulous 120 minutes of FA Youth Cup football. We're now going to have a penalty shootout. It's the only way we're going to settle this game, but it's harsh, isn't it, one of these two sides. And at any moment now, we're about to see the first penalty kick of the night, and it will be James Jennings, the man to take it.
Yeah, James Jennings, the Stoke City number 9. Whistle's blown. Jennings comes up, hits it. Oh, great penalty. Sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. Stoke City 1, Everton 0 in the penalty shootout. Really great finish, really was.
Yeah, it was a composed finish there.
Reece Hughes, we know he can hit a ball. He's impressed me since he's been on. The pressure's on. He'll come up, strokes it. Great finish, lovely finish. Never in doubt, was it? Reece Hughes went into the corner. What a quality finish that was. Stoke City 1, Everton 1.
Yeah, it was a sweetly hit penalty kick there by Reece Hughes.
Adam Porter. And he'll line up against Harry Tyra, the Everton goalkeeper, who stood behind his goal line, comes up and saves it. What a save that is. It's a great save. And just notice Tyra was behind his goal. You notice that, Phil, behind his goal line.
Yeah. Well, it's advantage Everton at the moment.
Advantage Everton, yeah. The first miss there. So penalties, it's one apiece. But Everton now, can they push ahead? And it's going to be that man, Mackenzie Hunt. Comes up, hits it. Oh, it's right into the bottom corner. Nathan Bream, he went the right way, Phil, but he just couldn't get his fingertips to it. It's nestled into the bottom. It's a quality penalty in the end.
Absolutely. I mean, even if the keeper goes the right way, if you hit it straight into the corner, there's nothing the keeper can do. And it was a very well-taken penalty kick, that, by Mackenzie Hunt.
So Everton with the ascendancy, Daniel Malone. And again, it's saved. It's a great save. Went high, but the keeper made the right decision, and it's a good solid save. And now can Everton really put this to bed, and it's the big number 5, Ryan Astley. And the ball's played in, and he scores it right into the bottom corner.
I think Stoke have to score this, don't they, to stay in the game. If they miss this, Everton are through.
Jones, who'll come up, needs to score this to keep Stoke in it. And he's saved again, and Everton go through on penalty. And the Everton players run towards Harry Tyrer. They're all over him, and rightly so. Full credit to Stoke City, who came back from 2-0 down to get to 2-2. And if anything, with a better team, certainly from 45 minutes onwards, what penalties can go either way. It's gone to Everton tonight.